Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at February 28, 2025. In today's Vatnik Superebrew, I'll reintroduce the American-British social media personalities, Tristan and Andrew Tate, at Tate the Talisman and at Cobra Tate. They're best known for their social media grifts and allegations of human trafficking and rape. The history of the Tate brothers was introduced thoroughly in my original Vatnik Soup thread, but since then so much has happened that this pathetic duo needs another review. The Soup will go through a lot of the evidence and videos in which the Tates incriminate themselves. The Tates became, relatively, rich through their webcam, pimping, businesses and self-help courses targeted at young, desperate, incel men. At some point, they had up to 75 women working for them, and the brothers later admitted that the business was a total scam. Later they launched several pyramid scheme-type platforms like Hustlers University, The Real World and War Room. All of them were costly, required their users to work for Andrew, and offered very little substance. How do we know this? Let me tell you. In November 2024, the Tate's Real World Discord clone was hacked and all the information leaked. The Tate stole the code for the server, along with its vulnerabilities, from another project called Revolt. Tech-savvy people realized this and breached and took over the server. The hackers stole detailed information of over 320,000 emails, and contents of all public and private chats which were then given to DOE Secrets for anyone to review. According to the metrics, the site was earning the Tates around $5.6 million per month. In DEC 2022, Romanian police arrested both Tate brothers and two women. All four were suspected of human trafficking, forming an organized crime group, and one of them was suspected of rape. The brothers were formally charged in 2023, naming seven alleged victims. In 2024, the case grew even bigger. A second indictment mentioned 35 alleged victims of trafficking, including one who was only 15 at the time. As if this wasn't bad enough, the brothers are being investigated in the UK for allegations of rape, human trafficking, and tax evasion. According to the documents, Andrew repeatedly engaged in sexual intercourse and anal and oral sexual acts, while knowing she was 15 years old. According to her, Andrew also beat her up with a belt and choked her, one time so hard that she fainted. Because of these serious allegations, the Tates were put on house arrest and barred from leaving Romania. But in February 2025, they received assistance from a group of corrupt kleptocrats, as the Trump administration suddenly pressured Romania to lift these restrictions. For quite some time, the Tates have been fully integrated into the megasphere. They're friends with Don Jr. Andrew has been interviewed by Tucker Carlson, in turn promoted by Musk, of course, who has also interacted with him and promoted him on a regular basis. It's not actually known who pressured the Romanian officials to release the Tates, but we can always guess. For example, free speech platform Rumble paid Andrew Tate over 9 million euros annually. Peter Thiel, J.D. Vance and David Sacks have all invested in Rumble. The reason why the billionaire brawligarchs are aligning with the Tates could be related to their wealth and social media influence, especially among young men. 80% of British boys aged 16 to 17 have seen Andrew's content, and 45% of British men 16 to 24 view him positively. On February 27, 2025, Romania caved into US pressure, allowing the Tates to flee to the US. Romanian prosecutors said they remain under judicial supervision. UK lawyer Matthew Jury, however, said that any suggestion that the Tates will now face justice in Romania is fanciful. After landing in Florida, Andrew Tate told reporters he and his brother were largely misunderstood, insisting the accusations were just a conspiracy against them and that they did nothing wrong. He also declined to comment on whether they'd ever return to Romania. But the thing about Andrew Tate is that, even though he always denies any wrongdoings, there's tons of videos where he admits to them. There's clips where he's talking to a woman, admitting that he beat her before. There's also plenty of other evidence like testimonies. Yet, MAGA Republicans champion him as a conservative freedom fighter promoting traditional values. After arriving in the U.S., he and his brother were formally welcomed by the Tampa Bay Young Republicans, ATPR, and invited to speak at one of their events. But not everyone welcomed the Tates with open arms. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis stated, "Florida is not a place where you're welcome with that type of conduct." Maybe the Tates thought they'd be more welcome in a state where Matt Gaetz and Jeffrey Epstein resided. And all these allegations are just the tip of the iceberg of the depravity of Andrew and Tristan Tate. They've also threatened to sue a victim of a Pakistani rape gang in the UK. And, as is tradition, they've also scammed people with their own crypto shitcoin, Dollar Daddy. The Tate brothers and their father's allegiance to Putin and Russia were extensively covered in the previous soup. Tristan has been more vocal about the war in Ukraine, but otherwise he's quite unremarkable, he doesn't even have his own wiki page. To conclude, the Tates are conmen accused of serious crimes, including sexual acts with a minor. Yet, somehow, they are being worshipped by most MAGA Republicans who deny their crimes on a regular basis. And now the brothers are fully integrated into the MAGA-sphere. In Finland, however, the big brother Andrew is best known for his tendency to culturally appropriate Finnish sauna by sitting on the kids' bench in the measly temperature of 50 oc, all the while wearing his swimming trunks. And this guy calls himself the ultimate alpha. The second edition of Vatnik Soup, The Ultimate Guide to Russian Disinformation, is officially out. You can order your copy here.